Brent Stovall, the tech accountant here with the weekly tax tech tip regarding the extension of the actual first-time homebuyer's credit. The actual credit has been extended by President Obama. Actually, it was signed into legislation on July 2nd. And what it is doing is extending the closing deadline for the homebuyer tax credit through September 30th. It was initially supposed to end at the end of June of last month. And the credit is for $8,000 for a first-time homebuyer and up to $6,500 for existing homebuyers. And this will be available to buyers who entered into written contracts between April 30th, but they were unable to meet the June 30th deadline. The extension is partially due to the delays caused by the backlog at the actual financial institutions, aka the banks, with as many as about 180,000 buyers that qualify for the credit unable to close in time to actually apply and use the credit on their tax returns. And also, basically what is going to happen is individuals claiming the credit should be aware that they must still fill out Form 5405, include a copy of the settlement statement showing all parties' names and signatures, if required by local law, the property address, the sales price, and the date of purchase. This usually is, most of this information can usually be found on a Form HUD 1 settlement statement. Now, if you're a mobile home buyer and you're unable to get a statement, you can use a copy of the executed retail sales contract showing all parties' names and signatures, as well as the address, purchase price, and the date of purchase. Now, if you're a newly constructed home where a settlement statement isn't available, you will need to get a copy of the certificate of occupancy showing the owner's name, property address, and the date of the certificate, and that can be used in conjunction with Form 5405. Also, again, the majority of these persons claiming the credit will have to paper file these returns to attach all of this information with Form 5405, so you cannot e-file those returns. I hope this gives you a little more background, a little more information regarding the first-time homebuyer and the actual long-term homebuyer's credit that has been extended. Again, that extension is to the end of September. That's September 30th. It has been pushed up from the June 30th deadline. Again, this is Brian Stovall, the tech accountant. Wishing you happy blogging out there in Blogland.